Hi there. Welcome to the new audio lesson with ABC English Levels. I'm Valentine and today we are moving on to the third part of the FC speaking paper. You will learn the structure of this part, how long it takes, some useful vocabulary for this part and as usual some practical tips to feel more confident. I remind you that we'll drill the main general and specific language skills too and provide e-live courses. Remember that we'll always support you. Just contact us. Well, let's get started. The structure of speaking part 3. It has two parts. The first one takes 2 minutes. During this time, you discuss a question and 5 prompts with your partner, the other candidate. The question and the 5 options are on the page the examiner gives you, so you can see it. It makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it? You are normally given 15 seconds to get familiarize yourself with the task before starting the discussion. You're expected to speak about each option in turn. The second part of FC speaking part 3 takes 1 minute. You have to summarize what you've discussed before with the other candidate, answering the examiner's question. The examiner can ask you, for example, to choose the best of the 5 prompts and explain your choice. Now let's move on to the tips. Tips for the first part. You will be given a kind of diagram, a mind map with a question in the middle and 5 prompts around it. And 15 seconds to think about them. So, what is the best approach for this part? Think about each option and how you can relate it to the question. Remember, the question is the most important thing. You have to answer it. So, to start a conversation, you can give your opinion on one of the options and then ask your partner about his or hers. Use phrases like, and what about you? How about you? Do you agree? What's your opinion? As well, you can ask the other candidate if they want to start. Use the following phrases. Shall I start or do you prefer to start? Do you want me to start or do you prefer to start yourself? Can we start? Next point. When your partner says something, react to their ideas as if it were your natural chin wag or friendly talk. Remember that the best way to make a good impression on the examiner is to sound natural and fluent. So, fancy how you could discuss the topic with your real friends in your mother tongue. The next point. Try not to dominate the conversation. Moreover, if you see your partner is stuck, blocked, and doesn't know what to say, just help him gently. You shouldn't waste your time if your partner fails to participate appropriately. You may say, do you mean? Maybe? Doesn't it seem that, etc., etc. Never stop talking. Keep the conversation going until the examiner says thank you. You can say, shall we move on to the next option? What do you think about this option? What about this one? Let's see what we have in the next option. And finally, do not speak too long about any particular option. At the same time, do not worry about talking about all of them. It will be quite enough to discuss at least 3 options, but in a proper way, profoundly enough, applying the necessary vocabulary and showing your ability to communicate with the other candidate. Now, tips for the second part. When it comes to choosing the best option out of five, do not discuss each one once again. Just start from the one that seems most suitable. You can say, in my opinion, if you ask me, I guess this option is the best because, and give your reason. Try to reach an agreement with your partner, but do not worry if you can't. It is not the purpose. As you have to discuss the topic for a minute, in case you agree with your partner's first option, try to speak about the rest until the examiner stops you. You can explain, for instance, why the other options aren't sufficiently good. And finally, general practical tips that can be very useful for both parts. And they are very important because they concern your psychological well-being during the exam. You may find yourself in the situation when your partner is either stronger or weaker than you, too shy or too talkative. So, if he or she is stronger and tends to speak non-stop, interrupt them, but gently, saying something like, sorry to interrupt you, but could I say what I think? Sorry, may I say something? Oh, it's really interesting what you're saying, but I'm afraid I have another opinion. Remember that you have only 3 minutes in total, 2 minutes in the first part and 1 minute in the second, to show your speaking skills. And the examiner won't mark your silence. So defend your right to speak. If you do this linguistically correctly and in a polite manner, you will be given only good marks, since this will prove your communication ability. Again, think about your everyday life. It's normal to sometimes interrupt your interlocutor, isn't it? So be natural. Now, another situation. If the other candidate is timid and doesn't say more than a couple of words in a discussion, help him. Be a leader, but never try to dominate. Again, it will showcase your excellent capacity of keeping the conversation going. How? Ask him or her questions, opinions, offer any ideas. You can say, what is your opinion on this? Don't you think it is? Have you ever tried anything like this? Maybe it's because... Well, the rule is always the same. Be natural and don't stop speaking until the examiners thank you. All right, that's all for today. In the next lesson, I'll give you some practice on speaking part 3. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Take care and have an easy week. Till next week. Bye-bye.